Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Jeep Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk basketball. G Money Sports Report. WNBA, the NBA, and college NCAA tournament. Basketball, yes, sir. Everybody around the world, this is G Money, and we're going to talk basketball, NBA basketball. And we're going to start off by going over the games, starting on Tuesday's games. Tuesday night, I think they had 8 games that we played on Tuesday, and I made predictions about who was going to win those games, so let's see how close I am. Tuesday's game, game 1. DJ, it's on you.
All right, there were 10 games on Tuesday, and game number 1, the Toronto Raptors beat the Chicago Bulls 104-98. You bet on the Raptors to win, and it was Raptors for the win.
Well, that's a win for G Money. That's 1-0. So let's go to game number 2.
Game number 2, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 118-104. You bet on the Bucks to win, and it was Bucks for the win.
That's a win for G Money. That's 2 wins and 0 losses. Let's go to game number 3.
Game number 3, the Washington Wizards beat the Atlanta Hawks 119-116. You bet on the Hawks on that one, but it was Wizards for the win.
Oh, upset. Okay, well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's 2 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 4.
Game number 4, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Lakers 121-109. You bet on Grizzlies for the win, and it was Grizzlies. for the win.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's three wins and one loss. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Sacramento Kings beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 123-117. You bet on Kings, and it was Kings for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G-Money. So that's four wins and one loss. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Denver Nuggets beat the Houston Rockets 133-112. You bet on Nuggets, and it was Nuggets for the win.
That's the win for G-Money. So that's five wins and one loss. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven. The Indiana Pacers beat the Dallas Mavericks 124-122. You bet on Dallas to win, but the Pacers won.
Oh, upset. Dallas lost to Indiana Pacers? Oh, that's an upset. Okay, so that's a loss for G-Money. So that's five wins and two losses. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Utah Jazz 102-94. You bet on Utah Jazz, but it was Spurs for the win.
What? The Spurs won a game? I'm shocked. And they beat Utah, too? Oh, no, that's an upset. Okay, I got five wins and two losses. Let's go to game number eight. Is that two losses or three losses? And we go to game number eight. Is this game number eight or game number nine?
This is game number nine.
Okay,
so
I'm
five and three, right.
Three losses.
Game number nine, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the L.A. Clippers 108-101. You bet on the Clippers, but it was the Timberwolves for the win.
Oh, that's another upset. Okay. Well, that's five wins and four losses. So that's nine games. Let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Golden State Warriors beat the Portland Trail Blazers 123-105. You bet on Warriors, and it was Warriors for the win.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's six wins and four losses. So I'm 6-4 on Tuesday's games. So let's go to Wednesday's games and see how I do with my picks.
All right. On Wednesday, there were nine games. Game number one, the Phoenix Suns beat the Charlotte Hornets 105-91. You bet on Suns, and it was Suns for the win.
All right. That's a win for G-Money. That's a good way to start Wednesday's game. So that's one win and zero losses. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Chicago Bulls beat the Detroit Pistons 117-115. You bet on the Bulls, and it was Bulls for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G-Money. So that's two wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Miami Heat 119-96. You bet on the 76ers, and it was 76ers for the win.
That's a win for G-Money. So that's three wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the New York Knicks beat the Brooklyn Nets 142-118. You bet on the Knicks, and it was Knicks for the win.
Oh, I bet on the Knicks, to beat the Brooklyn Nets. All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's 5 wins and 0 losses. Let's go to game number 6. Is that 5
game
wins?
Game number 6. Game number 6, the Milwaukee Bucks. Wait, which one did we just do?
We just did the Knicks versus the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, okay. So that was game number 5. So you're 5-0. Game number 6.
5-0.
The Boston Celtics. Game number 6, the Boston Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 117 to 113. You bet on Cavaliers, but it was Celtics
to win.
I bet
on Cleveland. All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money, and that's 5 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 7.
Game number 7, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Orlando Magic 139 to 117. You bet on the Bucks, and it was Bucks for the win.
All right. So that's a win for G Money. So 6 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8. The LA Lakers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. Wait a minute.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is game number 7. So you're 6-5-1.
I'm 5-1.
Game number 7.
Okay.
Right. The LA Lakers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 123 to 117. You bet on the Lakers, and it was Lakers for the win.
Right. Okay. So that's game number 7. So I'm 6-1. So let's go to game
six
number
and 1.
Eight.
That's right. Game number 8. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Houston Rockets 113 to 99.
Yep.
You bet on the Rockets. You bet on the Grizzlies, and it was Grizzlies for the win.
That's a win for G Money. So I'm 7-1. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9 and final game for yesterday. The New Orleans Pelicans beat the Portland Trail Blazers 121 to 110. You bet on Pelicans, and it was Pelicans for the win.
All right. Well, that makes me 8-1 for Wednesday. Oh, what a great day I had. 8 wins and 1 loss for Wednesday. And I did 7-2. On Tuesday? Oh, yeah. That's 18-1 or 18-2 for the 2 days.
You did 6-4. You did 6-4 on Tuesday.
6-4. Okay. And then 9-1, right?
Right.
6-4, 9-1. 15-5. Okay, that's still pretty good. 15-5. And then I was 4-4 on Monday. So that's 19-9.
You were 1-1 and you were 3-4. Wait. No, you were 1-4 on Monday.
1-4 on Monday? Okay, wait a minute. 1-4. And then 6-2, and then...
Nope, 6-4, 1-4, and then 6-4.
Okay, so that's 7-8, and then 9-1. So 7-8, and 9...
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry. You were one and three on Monday, not 1-4.
Okay.
So one and three plus Monday. 6-4.
Okay. So that's 7 and 7, 1 and 3,
right.
And 6 and 4, 7 and 7, okay?
Right.
And then Wednesday, I was 9 and 1. So
right.
I'm 6 and 6 and 9 and 1. 6 and 6 and 9, 15 and 16 and 7?
No.
That was 1 and 4, 1 and 3, and then 6 and 4 is 7 and 7 and 4, and then 9
and
1.
That's 7 and 7.
Wait a minute. I was
1 and 3,
and then I was 6 and 4?
Right. That's 7 and 7.
Okay. 7 and 7, and then I was 9 and 1. So that makes me 16 and 8.
Right.
16 and 8. That's still very good. 16 and 8, people, that's what my picks were. So now let's go over Thursday's games and see what I can do picking Thursday's game. So who's playing? How many games they got tonight?
4 games today. Game number 1,
right,
the Toronto Raptors are playing the Washington Wizards in Washington.
Okay. Toronto Raptors for the win.
Okay, choosing Raptors for the win. Game number 2, Philadelphia 76ers.
No, I said Toronto Raptors. Toronto Raptors for the win.
Yeah, that's what I said. Toronto Raptors for the win.
Okay, you said Houston Rockets. But anyway, okay, Toronto
Raptors
for the win.
I said the Raptors. Anyway, game number 2, the Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Dallas Mavericks.
I'm going to take the 76ers for the win.
All right, game number 3, the Indiana Pacers are playing the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio.
That should be a good game. I'm going to take the Indiana Pacers for the win.
Pacers for the win. Game number 4, the L.A. Clippers are playing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco.
That should be a good game. I think I'll take Golden State since they're playing at home. I'll take Golden State for the win.
All right, Golden State for the win.
And that's the 4 games for Thursday, right?
Yep.
Okay, so far, what's my record? 4-1-3, 6-4, that's 7-7,
and then 9-1 makes it 16-8 altogether.
16-8, okay, 16-8, and then we'll see what I do with these 4 games today on tomorrow's radio show. All right. Well, let's take a commercial break, and that's it for G-Money Sports Report and NBA basketball. So let's go, and we'll have more of the show in a minute. I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low-riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
Well, guys, gone live. Twelve guys gone live. 12 bricks. 12 bricks. 12 guys gone live. And I handed each brother a brick. And I handed each brother a brick. I got a piece of string tied it to the brick. I got a piece of string tied it to the brick. 12 guys, 12 bricks, 12 guys, 12 bricks. And then I made them pull their pants down. And then I made them pull their pants down. And I tied the end of the string to their penis. To their penis. 12 guys, 12 bricks.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Blindfolded each brother so they couldn't see what was going on. So they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood him at the edge of my stairs, and I told him, on the count of three, drop the brick.
Yeah,
drop the brick. But they're thinking, when they drop the brick, he's gonna pull their penis off. 12 guys, 12 bricks, 12 guys, 12 bricks. Drop the brick,
yeah,
drop the brick. 12 guys, 12 bricks. No, big brother, we don't wanna drop the brick. No, big brother. And they were shaking. And they were sweating. And they were crying. No, big brother. So I gave them to the count of three. And then we said, drop the brick. the brick. Drop the brick. And they drop the brick. Yeah. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp County. And if you didn't know, now you know. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business. And I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step. And somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my team mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy, so I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. Join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, up G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I have a joke for you. There was a lady that had two sons, And her sons got in a lot of trouble. They were very mischievous, and they couldn't behave to save their life. They were always getting into some kind of trouble. So the mother didn't know what to do with her sons. So she went and talked to her pastor at her church. And the pastor said, well, bring the sons to me and let me talk to your sons. But bring them one at a time. So she took the oldest son to the pastor and left him in the room with the pastor. And the pastor started talking to the oldest son. And he asked him, do you know God? Do you know who God is? Do you know where God is? Do you know what God can do? Do you know where God is? And the little boy, he didn't answer at all. He just sat up there in shock. He was speechless. And the pastor said, well, do you know God? Do you know where God is? And the little boy jumped up and ran all the way home. And he went and talked to his brother, and he said, man, God is missing, and they think we got something to do with it. MJ Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I got to note the joke for you. There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here. I'm G Bunny. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I had a friend that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And I asked him, what does he call her? And he said he calls her IHOP. You know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Do you know? Do you know? Well, he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. I'm G Bunny. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There were three women that were put in front of a firing squad, and the firing squad sergeant put one of the women in front of the squad at a time, and he put the redhead in front of the firing squad first and asked her if she had any last words, and she said, nope, and he said, okay, ready, aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. And then the sergeant assembled his firing squad again, and he pulled out a brunette and put her in front of the firing squad and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope. And he said, okay, ready. Aim. And she said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. Well, the last lady was a blonde. Now, she heard what her other two friends had done, and she thought she was going to be smart. So the firing squad sergeant, he assembled his squad. And he walked up to her and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, no, I just want a blindfold so I won't see what's going on. And he said, okay. And he tied a blindfold over her eyes. And then he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, no, let's get this over with. And he said, ready, aim. And she said, fire, fire, fire. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for a song. Let's play. Stand Up, because we didn't play that the other day. So let's play Stand Up, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
Bum bum bubba dum oh bum 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 bubba dum bum bum bubba dum oh bum 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 bubba dum bum bum bubba dum oh bum 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 bubba dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These bodies of death. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. These money got girls all over the world. These money got holes in all area codes. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had
that went up to her thighs. Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it. Shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up. Shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left. Shake it to the right. Shake your big booty girls all day and all night.
She sat up and her big butt just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wee! Look at those big, pretty titties.
Kim got a big old butt. Karen got a big old butt.
Wentina got a big old butt.
Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Girl got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April Google got a big old bug. Elaine got a big old bug. Michelle got a big old bug. Melinda got a big old bug. Monica got a big old bug. All my girls got big old bugs.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait, you're looking good to me. I like to say that, because she had a big juicy move.
Brenda got a big old bug. Jeffrey got a big old bug. Alice got a big old bug. Janine got a big old bug. Sonya got a big old bug. Nadine got a big old bug. Martha got a big old bug.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old bug. Rose got a big old bug. Wendy got a big old bug. Renee got a big old bug. Diane got a big old bug. Mary got a big old bug. Francis got a big old bug.
All my girls got big old bugs.
Just so I can go on work. Big breasts. Big juicy booty. Big legs. And a beautiful face.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
Big booty girls run the world. All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls all over the world.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
On a Friday night.
deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw them down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt, but it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story to tell you today. I haven't recorded this story until today, so sit back. Put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as you listen to this interesting tale that I'm going to share with you. I was 10 years old, and I was dancing in my neighborhood at some of my neighbor's parties. and I was dancing with this girl that lived next door to me, and I was dancing with her, and her mother and her aunt were sitting on the sofa, and they were really impressed with my dancing, and they told me that they wanted to see me do a solo dance. They wanted me to get out and show up. So I started dancing, but I was doing dances that I saw on American Bandstand, which is dancing with a lot of white people. It's not black people's dancing. It's white people's dancing. So I started dancing like that. And the mother told me, no, baby, I don't want to see you dance like that. I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped dancing, and I was embarrassed because I didn't know what to do. So I went home and told my mother that I needed to take some dancing lessons because I had gotten embarrassed at the neighborhood party. So my mother called one of her friends, and her friend had a daughter that I knew very well. And she came to the house, and she brought her radio, and she brought her older brother, and the two of them showed me some modern dances. And I learned to dance as a 10-year-old kid. I learned to dance. And after that, I was going to all of the parties, and I was dancing out in front of everybody. I was showing out because I knew how to dance. And I danced all through elementary school at the dances. I danced at all of the high school dances. And even when I went to college, I was dancing in all of the college dances. And I was in the fraternity, so I was leading all of the step shows for my fraternity. So I was always on stage, and I was always dancing in front of people. So I didn't have a problem dancing in front of anybody. And then while I was in college, I took a dance class, but it was jazz and modern jazz dance. So I was doing street dancing when I was supposed to be learning ballet and modern jazz dancing moves. I even danced as the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. But I was doing pop locking and break dancing and locking moves. I wasn't doing jazz and ballet moves like I was supposed to. So I just did what I was comfortable with as I danced in the play production of The Wizard of Oz. Well, after I came home from college, my buddy came to my house, and he was a model. He was a fashion model. He's about 6'3", and he asked me if I wanted to dance as a male exotic dancer at this little bar in Compton. Well, I knew about the bar because I had gone there and I knew the owner of the bar, and I had spent some time in the bar hanging out. And he asked me if I wanted to male exotic dance at that bar. And he told me it would just be me and him dancing, and we could make all of the money because we would be the only male exotic dancer. Well, I'm saying, okay, that sounds like a good idea. And I put together a costume for me to dance and wear when I'm dancing as a male exotic dancer. But I always thought the male exotic dancers were all white boys. I didn't know that they had black dancers that danced as strippers. So I went and I danced in the club, and it was me and my buddy. And I was the first one out on the dance floor, and I really turned it out. My buddy was a fashion model, so he wasn't really a dancer. He was doing a lot of modeling poses and stuff, but I got out there and I showed out. I did all of the modern dances, and I did a little ballet move, and I did some jazz dancing, and I did all of the hip-hop dancing. I was a street dancer, so I was doing all of the dancing styles that I knew, and the women loved me. I went out with my costume on, and the women just paraded up to give me money. And I made the most money that night that I've ever made dancing in front of a crowd. So I told my daddy that I was going to dance at the neighborhood club in Carson where I was the DJ. And my daddy was telling me, nobody's going to come see you dance. And I'm saying, I don't know why not. I've been working out. I've been playing ball since I was in the third grade. I had been lifting weights, and I had been working out, and I was bench pressing good amount of weight, and my arms were big, and my legs were big, and I had a big chest, and I had the confidence because I was a street dancer. And I knew all of the dance moves of all of the dancers on the videos and on the street. I could dance, and I was very confident. So I told my dad I was going to dance at the Ramada Inn. And he told me nobody was going to show up to see me dance. And I told him everybody will be there to see me dance. And he didn't believe me, and I told him, I will have a crowd of a bunch of women that will see me dance. And he's like, no, ain't nobody going to come see you dance. And I'm like, I'm telling you, Daddy, they're going to be there. I'm going to get a crowd of people that will come see me dance. And I put my costume on, and I showed up at the Ramada Inn. And I was dancing, and it was like 200 women in the banquet hall, and they all came to see me dance. And everybody was lining up to come give me money, and I had danced around, and I had undressed out of my outfit. I had a Dracula cape on, and I had taken the cape off and dropped it to the ground. And then I had a fishnet mini skirt on that I had taken off and dropped it to the ground. And the only thing I had on was leg warmers. I had a wave cap that I had made out of gold material. And I had a G-string on. And that was it. I was standing in my underwear, and I was dancing on stage in front of all of these women. Over 200 women were lined up to give me money. And I was dancing, and I was collecting the money from all of these ladies. And I looked up, and I saw my daddy standing at the doorway, and his mouth was open. He was like shocked to see me standing up there in my underwear, in my G-string. And that's all I had on. And he was just shocked. But the women had lined up, and they all had money that they were giving me. And he just stood there in shock. And I saw him, and I just danced around, and I collected the money. And I bent over, and I was teasing the girls, and I was kissing all of the women that were giving me money. And he was just shocked. He just stood there because he had come over from the Denny's restaurant, the bar, where I had a lot of female friends that were hanging out at the bar. And he, I guess, had told some of those women that I was dancing at the Ramada Inn. So all of the women from the bar came over to see me dance. And he was just shocked to see all of these women responding to my dancing, my show that I put on. And I just looked at him, and I was shocked to see him standing in the door. But I didn't deviate from my routine. I did all of my dancing. I did all of the dance styles that I knew, and I did all the moves that I could do. And I kissed all the girls that came up to give me money, and I hugged all the girls, and I grabbed their butts, and I grabbed their breasts, and I did everything that a male exotic dancer does when he's dancing for women. And I danced in front of all of these 200 women. And when I finished my show, I got a standing ovation from all of the women that were there. Plus, I had made like $150. So I was really happy. And I looked up, and my dad was gone. And when I went home that night, he didn't have anything to say. He just said, "I'm surprised that you were out there. I didn't believe that you were able to do what you said you were going to do." And I told him, I said, "I'm a dancer, Daddy, and I look good. And I know the women will appreciate my skills that I have on the dance floor." And he was like, "I guess they do. I have never seen you dance." And I thought about it, but he had never seen me dance. All the years that I grew up, he never had gone to any of the dances and had ever seen me dance until he came into the door that night and saw all of these women lined up to give me money. And he watched me dance in my underwear. And he was just shocked. And, of course, I was flexing and posing and doing everything that I could do to entertain the crowd while I was dancing. And after I finished dancing, I collected all my money, and I put my cape around my neck, and I put my mini skirt that I had pulled off, I put it on my shoulder. And I walked into the dressing room to get dressed. And I had a great night that night. And I had some other girls that waited for me after I finished dancing. And we went over to Denny's and we had breakfast. But my daddy was gone. He had gone home. And I didn't see him until the next day. And he was just shocked. He was just so amazed that I actually got out there and did that. He was just too through. And that's my story for today. Yes, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm an actor, a comedian, a rapper, a singer, and a songwriter. I'm multi-talented. Yes, I am. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter and he was a little taller than me and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
Daddy, play that song you did with Tai.
What song?
You know, Daddy, the one that goes like, "Summertime's here once again."
Oh, you like that song, huh?
Uh-huh. All
right, let me play it for you.
A bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blam, blam, blam. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other. And they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground. And I'm under the cars. And I'm like, oh, my God. What do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas. All came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
My friend!
Brother!
My son!
Brother!
Line, brother.
Brother. My Sigma brother. Brother. My Sigma brother. Calling all Sigmas to the floor. Oh, my baby. Four, oh, five, beta.
Won't, five, beta. Won't, five, beta.
Bob Hayden Sigma in the house. Bob Hayden Sigma in the house. Line up, rap. Line up, rap. Line up, rap. Line up, rap. Brother, step right, step right. Brother, step to the left, step to the left. Brother, step right, step right. Brother, step to the left, step to the left. Brother, step right. Brother, step to the left. Brother, step right. Brother, step to the left. Step right. Step to the left. Step to the left. Step right. Step to the left. Step to the left. Brother, doggy style. Brother, doggy style.
Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Doggy style, woo, woo, doggy style. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp.
Hey, Beta Sigma, get down. Want to get down, oh yeah. Get down, brother, do the double step. Double step, double step. Get down, brother, do the double step. Double step, double step. Five, Beta Sigma, get down. We want to get down. Big brother, serious business. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Brother, big brother. The doggy step. On two times. On three times. On four times. March it up four times. On two times. On three times. March it up. Doggy jumps it up.
H-I-A. Kappa Alpha Psi. That's K-A-Psi. Or Phi Nu Pi.
a crash so nice, they had to name it twice. Omega Sci-Fi, Q-Dog, Omega Sci-Fi. Brothers, Sigma Dog, Dummy Dog, let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, 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 clap, 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 step, step, step. Get down insane, get down insane, get down insane. Womp, 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 my beta. Womp, 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 my beta. My beta Sigma in the house. My beta Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo!
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets. Coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. But it's time to shut the show down. It's time for us, for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. It's time to get ready for Friday's radio show. So I want to say I'll see you tomorrow live on the radio. And in fact, you may even see me Facebook Live tomorrow, the Friday Facebook Live show, exercise and entertainment show, tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock p.m. So without further ado, I think we need to celebrate the birthdays for today, because this is Women's Month. We're celebrating the contributions of women to the world, and it's a Women's Month celebration. But I want to give birthday recognition to all of my friends and my fans and the followers of my radio show. I want to recognize their birthdays today. I think today is March. Ooh, I can't even remember what month it is. It's March 2nd. So I want to say happy birthday to the people that are celebrating their birthday today. This is a Pisces time of year, so we want to give recognition to the people celebrating their birthdays today. So DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthdays that we can recognize today for the month of March?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, March 2nd, 2023. 3-2-2-0-2-3. Happy birthday to Shayna Williams. Happy birthday, Leticia Washington Holloway. Happy birthday, Dr. Veranda Diagne Rooks-Price. Happy birthday to Alberto Rodriguez. Happy birthday, Michelle Davis Sands. Happy birthday, Judy Cooper Rilando. Happy birthday to Erica Vincent. Happy birthday to Craig Elliott. Happy birthday to Wakan Clemens, and last but not least, happy birthday to Keto Andrews. And that's it for the birthday. So happy birthday to everyone who was born today, March 2nd, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody, and I want to wish everybody the best day today. Have a great day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with his everlasting love and his graciousness. And may you receive the blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ, since he died for our sins to give us everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven. So I want to say, without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more birthday. you, and may you have many, many more birthdays. And may you have the graciousness and the love of your friends and family to celebrate your special day today, as you are a day older and a day wiser on this planet that we live on, that we call Earth. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you tomorrow. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.